Good evening, audio boomerangs or boomers or something. I hope everyone is having a great day. It's Melissa Rowe here and the happy doggy. Right now, what are you doing, Zappadoo? Here, give me your paw. There you go. Currently, we are outside on the front porch and enjoying this cool evening. It's in, I believe, the 60s now. I didn't check the temperature before I started, but it's beautiful. It was very windy today, but it was enough to drop pieces of bark off of trees and stuff, so the roads and things were pretty messy at the college and here at the house. As a matter of fact, the maintenance workers cleaned up all of the junk, and the dumpster is just so full of leaves and bark and all kinds of mess that we've had, you know, because of the wind. But I must say, the wind felt beautiful. It wasn't, you know, blow you out of the sky kind of wind. I mean, it was just amazing. And it was beautiful. It was nice, lovely wind. I have my dog. He's on long leash, what they call, and he's tied to the bench that I'm sitting on, so he can freely get up and move just a couple of feet from me. And Hubby might be coming out. There he is, to join us on the front porch. Now, Hubby, I would ask that you be careful because Zappa's on the floor. Okay. Yeah, Zappa's right here. He's sitting there, so go around him. So it was a beautiful day today. I went to my history of rock and roll class, and of course they discussed Frank Zappa today. And when they discussed Frank Zappa, of course Zappa stood up. And he just did. He stood up again. Hi.
Hi.
He came over to Jeremy. He's getting attention.
Yeah.
Oh wait, didn't Dale say to give him a belly rub?
Yes.
But now he's not here.
Apparently he doesn't care. Look at him. Zappa right now, he is on his back, his legs spread eagled. He's got his belly on display, so if anyone walks by, they can give him belly rubs for free. Mm. It's so cute when he does that, though, when he lays down like that.
Zappa, come to me.
Go to your daddy.
Go to daddy.
Aww. Yeah. He rolled over on his side. And now daddy's giving him attention. Anyway, so history of rock and roll right now, we're kind of in the final. Yeah, he is. We're kind of in the final, like a trimester, I guess you want to say, of the semester. I like to kind of split my semesters up into three parts because typically they're in some classes are three exams. You know, there's two exams and then a final. Or sometimes they have a midterm and a final. And Zappa's just walking around. He's enjoying kind of, I wouldn't say total freedom, because, like I said, I've got this leash. It's tied up. You know what? I need to fix it because he has it somehow. How do these dogs do it? They get the damn leash. The damn leash is like tied around his leg. So anyways, as I was saying, he's enjoying some form of freedom by, you know, being able to at least walk around. But anyway, so today we were talking about a little bit about Genesis, Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins in the band. We were talking about Black Sabbath, I know. I totally agree with you on that one. I'm not a Black Sabbath fan, but... no discussion on Elton John yet. I know my husband really loves Elton John, but the only thing they did mention about Elton John is when they were doing the thing on The Who last week, they played an Elton John film of, what was it called?
Tommy.
Pinball. No, it was Pinball.
Pinball Wizard.
Pinball Wizard. They did the song with Elton John singing. I think it was a live performance or something. And it had a bunch of sound effects as if he was playing pinball or something. It was weird. I just heard smashing things and I mean, just a whole bunch of weird stuff.
Was it like during the younger days, babe, or was it,
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, this is, I guess it was a film, and from what the teacher said, Elton John was the antagonist in the film.
Help!
Yeah. But today, yeah, they mentioned Frank Zappa, and...
You want to put the leash back on him, or...?
The leash is on him. They mentioned Frank Zappa, and of course Zappa stood up, and he talked about Frank Zappa and the unusual songs that guy came up with. Oh, my God.
3 minutes, and pause recording. 3 minutes.
You know, I have no problem telling this cute little story. I really hope... Okay, children, please, if there are children, don't let them listen to this. But Zappa has... My dog Zappa has a favorite song done by Frank Zappa. And this was an inside joke. When I was going to get him at the school, he loves everybody. He loves men, women, anybody, children especially. And when I went to go get him at the school, he like totally gravitates to the ladies. And then I would do the little routes, walking the routes, and he always would go into the pub. Always wanted to go to the pub. And I would always tell him, not yet, buddy. I know you and I could use a good drink after this route. And he would groan and he'd go, and he would walk on, you know. And so I said, well, what do you do? Do you do mixed drinks? And the professor, the trainer that was walking with me, she tried to speak as Zappa. And she goes, no, I do hard liquor. But anyway, so it was an inside joke between my friends and I that Zappa's favorite song by Frank Zappa was Titties and Beer. And I told the teacher that story and he just busted up laughing. And he goes, I'm not allowed to say that song title here at the college, so thank you for doing it for me. And I said, you know, you've told us some pretty interesting stories, like, you know, how they used to go to the Grateful Dead concerts. He used to, you know, give out pineapple to people randomly and, you know, do all kinds of random stuff. I think during that era, you know, he had a girlfriend that gave him a skirt, and he actually put the skirt on and showed everybody. Yes. And so he's cool. He comes up with all these stories. But then after he tells me I'm not allowed to say this song title, so thank you. And then he jokes. He goes, I should bring you back next semester and have you tell the story to my class. And so after that, what does he do? He plays some of Frank Zappa's music. And one of the stupid songs was Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? I mean, the dumbest thing ever. It's like,
54 seconds recording.
Seriously? And then in the verse, one of the verses said his balls felt like a couple of maracas or some Zappa's like, you ain't leaving, buddy. So, Zappa, that's your namesake. An interesting man. Supposedly he's a musical genius, but I don't know enough about Frank Zappa to really, really say. What? Apparently he had a very high IQ, but don't trip over the furry version of Zappa. Yeah, he's an interesting character to say the least. It's too bad he died.
Pause recording. 5 seconds.
I think he would have been proud to have a dog named after him.